Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Rich Sheeman's with us. That means we're not going to be taking calls today. Welcome, Rich Sheeman.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Really, really well, Rich. I wanted to mention something. It's germane, I guess. So Kathy in Ohio said a couple weeks ago, 2x4s, 8 feet long. I'm talking about dimensional lumber. They're building houses, $8 a piece. They were 84 cents a piece years ago. When we built our house, 84 cents. Now they're, you know, roughly 10 times the price. Kyle in Montana, about a week ago, 10 days ago, told me, 2x4s, $8 a piece. I was talking with Alan, who was on Doomsday Preppers. Oh, actually, he sent me an email. He's considering building something, a barn, I guess, and 2x4 is $8. And, you know, we talked about lumber prices being sky high. I don't know how people can afford to build today because of these lumber prices. But that was one thing. The other thing I wanted to mention is I've been trying to build a bookcase. Now, to me, building a bookcase is kind of a simple project. I take a 4x8 sheet of beaded plywood. Now, 4x8, I check it to make sure it's dimensionally square. And then I take 1x12s, which is like a shelf board almost, but around here it's used for roof decking instead of OSB or plywood. And I take that 1x12, 8 feet long, and I attach it to the perimeter, if you will, of the plywood. And then I build the shelves across that, and I glue it all in place with Elmer's Carpenter's wood glue. I nail it all together, and it is rigid as can be, and it can support the books. And I add trim, which would be 1x3s, 1x4s, and 1x2s. And I'll talk about how I build bookcases in another broadcast. But anyway, that's what I do, and that's what I've done. I built a bunch of them here at the house, and we've got a lot of heavy books, and the shelves don't bend. So I want to do it exactly the same way. The only problem is, those 1x12, number 4, with lots of knots in it, used to sell for between $3 and $4. Now, they're about, $18 if you can find them, $23 if you can find them at Menards. Nobody's got them. They're out of stock. So I can't build my shelves. I can't do it because nobody has 1x12. Why? Because it's used for roof decking around here. So all the material that I want, you can't get the 1x2s, the 1x3s, the 1x4s, or the 1x12s. Out of stock. Can't do it. So I just want to let you know that that's what's happening right now here in Missouri in terms of lumber. And I've been trying to build these bookcases for, you know, well, I guess going on 2 months now. Can't do it. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, you heard me talk for last few years about how we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment. And then recently, over the past few months, I've talked about with inflation of necessities for the little guy. In other words, the bottom 93%. We are now at the teeter point where we're going to be talking a little less deflation and a little more inflation. For example, lumber's up 265%. Ordinary crude's up 210%. Gasoline, 182%. Brent, which is the high value oil, 163%. Heating oil, 107%. Corn, 84%. Copper 83, soybean 72. There's a whole list. Natural gas 43, coffee 13%. This is by design with supply chain disruptions. And one of the reasons that lumber is at the top of the list is because the powers that be do not want people leaving urban, suburban America for rural America. They want to keep people in place, so they're trying to see the super wealthy. They don't care what they have the money to pay for anything at any level. You've heard me say many times with lots of proof, lots of articles, lots of economics talking about how the little guy prefers a little bit of deflation in order to catch up. Well, the elite don't want that. They love inflation because life is relative. And when you have gazillions of dollars, and I mean that in the multimillionaire or billionaire category, they don't care, okay, because life is relative, and they get to consolidate more power, money, and control because government and big corporations have gone rogue. They don't care about public safety. They don't care. All they care really about is divide and conquer strategies, reducing our skill sets and options, and social and political indoctrination into schools. So that being said, when you really look at, and I talked about this a week or two ago, but I'm going to bring it up instead of talking about it for half an hour, I'm going to talk about it for just a few minutes. There's 200 companies right now buying single-family rentals. What this means is that the mom-and-pop, the little guy, is being pushed out, especially the little guy in the sense that they want to buy land or buy homes in order to be more self-sufficient. So what the builders are doing, they're bundling homes like a derivatives market, but they're keeping it in the tangibility market and in the hard asset market, not so much the paper market like regular derivatives, which are bundled up and sold and rebundled, sold and rebundled. So basically, it's to keep a rental cash flow because these homes are not going to be sold to the public. They're basically the Wall Street pension funds and hedge funds are buying all this up using cheap money and low interest rates and feeding the frenzy. But at the same time, foreclosures are banned on some places until 2022. And there's so much inequality out there. We have 2 million people behind mortgages, 1 in 5 renters not paying rent, 40 million people about to be evicted. This is all for the purpose of making more people poorer. So they have to be renters. So they basically they have a destruction of their credit potential to borrow more money. So these rich health fund or hedge funds and pension funds are literally buying up every home they could possibly buy, and then they bundle it and they sell it as an asset, as a product on Wall Street to more wealthy investors, because we all know that the top 10% at most owns the stock market, and it's basically in the top, you know, 1 to 5% what really owns everything. So they would rather, to enhance their power, money, and control addictions, they want forests to burn versus being managed under the guise of the environment. So, of course, labor's going to go up, lumber's going to go up, and with all these illegal immigrants coming in, unvetted for every disease, every lack of skill set, criminal behavior, it doesn't matter. So now the elite are going to be buying up homes. So if you have a home in a really nice neighborhood, you could literally be surrounded by rentals in a matter of time because, and then these illegal immigrants could be put into these rentals. It's basically to destroy America at every level. So we have, this is why I always say beware of the official experts, because today's government and big corporate system breeds and incentivizes and cultivates and grooms and rewards individuals and debts and corporations to be greedy, corrupt, cowardice, seditious, traitors, self-serving, feathered in their own nest. You can't, public servant is now a joke term. So you have to get away from these lies. You have to start being self-sufficient. You have to, before these companies leave you with no more land or single-family homes, you have to go out and buy. And that's why there's so much of a increase in people buying housing or across the market, especially in the Idahos, the Montanas, and the Wyomings, and the Texases, and the Floridas of the world, because people want freedom. People want liberty. People want to control their own destiny. They want to raise animals. They want to have gardens. They want to raise their own food. So we are allowing too many groups to poison us against each other, and we're only gaining, the only people group that's really gaining is the elites, the ruling class, because they're counting on seditious traitors and sellouts to basically stab other people in the back. We have to make sure that we have to bring to light the lies, the plausible deniability, the excuse behaviors, the rules, laws, and accountability that's tiered and different based on what group you're in, the fraud, the control, the introduction to the new caste system, the corrupt government corporations, the propaganda over truth, the fake, phony transparency. I mean, how isn't John Kerry a member of the Biden Security Council right now? I mean, you talk about fake and phony transparency. He's caught on audio several times, literally leaking Israeli intelligence and meeting with Syrian revolutionaries to pushing to bomb attacks on Syria. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. If any one of us happened to have done what John Kerry did under this fake transparency umbrella, we would be in prison for the rest of our lives. We would be assassinated for being a traitor, treason, sedition. I mean, this is Vince. We're literally living in a Twilight Zone episode, and people need to connect the dots to see what's going on. And do you have any comments on what I said, Vince?
Yeah, I do. I do, and I'm a big fan of Rod Serling and the Twilight Zone. And the new Twilight Zone as well, which was from the 1980s, I believe. And The Outer Limits was an HBO production, which expanded on a bigger budget than the Twilight Zone. And, you know, so when you talk about the Twilight Zone, we're actually even past that. We're into the Outer Limits, which is really, they hit the nail on the head so many times. They delved into politicians and how greedy they are and how they'll let people around them die for their own pleasure, their own greed. And the Outer Limits even had an episode that talked about a guy running for Senate. And this guy was just trash, absolute trash. He was greedy, but the people liked him. And he had a facade that appeared to be kind and benevolent. But he really was greedy. And he was willing to let everyone around him on an airplane die so that his life could be saved. And that's how greedy they showed this guy. And this was in the 80s. So we're looking at 35 years ago or so. And mid-80s, yeah. So there are these signs were evident for a very long time. It's not until... it's not just recently that this happened, but it's getting worse faster right now than it ever has. But I was thinking about what you said, lumber up 265%. That must be just this month. Actually probably just this year, I guess. But it's been climbing I guess it has to be less than a year, right? 265%. What is that? What is that period? Do you know? That lumber's
up 265%. I just have the numbers. I'm guessing It's probably in the last 6 months, Vince.
Okay.
There was no time. 265%, yeah. I have that, but I don't have the time period.
Okay. And heating oil up 107%. Heating oil class is the same exact thing as diesel fuel for trucks and farms and tractor trailers. So that's going to impact everything that you buy. I've got a couple other comments when we come back. Rich Evans with us in the front of the classroom.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So a couple other quick comments. We're talking about the price of lumber up 265%, heating oil up 107%, and that affects the little guy. That affects the bottom 93%. When President Donald Trump was in office, the low price for gasoline was less than a dollar a gallon here in Missouri, about 97 cents per gallon. Yeah, I'm not kidding. And now it's about a little over $2.50 for the least expensive gasoline that you can buy in Missouri. So for about $18 under Donald Trump, you could fill up your tank, you know, and now it's close to $50, or actually over $50 for a 20-gallon tank. And as you mentioned, you know, a wealthy person like Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or, you know, Buffett, any of those guys, what is the difference between an $18 fill-up and a $400 fill-up? Probably nothing. They probably have no idea what they spend on things. They probably have no idea what a gallon of milk costs and whether it's gone up or down since, you know, yesterday. That's one of my comments. Another comment, as I was listening to you, you mentioned the stock market, I believe, in. And I'm thinking that for the bottom 93%, the stock market is a gambler's paradise. It's not an investment medium, if you will, because the little guy has no access to real information. The profit and loss statements, balance sheets, annual reports, all of that is I believe, fraudulent. All of it. Every single bit of it, I believe, is fraudulent. Misstatements, misrepresentations. I own no stock because of that. So that's why I said it's a gambler's paradise. Now, for the wealthy, it's not a gambler's paradise because they're in the manipulation business. They're in the pump and dump business where they can pump up a stock, talk about it, get the word out on the street, get the little guy to invest on in it, have it go higher, and then dump it. And the other thing I wanted to mention that you did not mention is banks are now holding deposits longer and longer and longer. So if you put a deposit into the bank, and if it's substantial, you may not have access to it for 10 days. That's 2 weeks of, five business days per week. That's 2 weeks because they want to hold on to your money. Now, it used to be that banks were really interested in the depositing their excess funds in electronically in overnight accounts where they could gain a little bit of interest and make some money. Now they can make a lot more money because they can hold your deposits for 10 days. So I just wanted to make those comments. Have you, by the way, have you banged into this banking deceit where they hold your funds for 10 days? Rich, have you run into that yet?
I have it. I could basically, even if I deposited funds from wherever, I could always write a check off of those funds. So here in Montana, I haven't had much of those issues. I've heard of those issues. But you mentioned manipulation, Vince. Keep in mind now, every physical ounce of silver has been sold up to 1,000 times. So the elite can do, and we've talked about this in great detail with the manipulation of silver with paper contracts and naked shorts and things like that. Nothing is real. When every physical ounce of silver has been sold up to 1,000 times and they want to have all these electric vehicles and they want to have all these solar panels and get rid of, you know, so-called quote-unquote fossil fuels, which isn't even the correct terminology, you know, every solar panel has about 2 ounces of silver. There isn't even enough physical silver in the world unless we depopulate the planet dramatically. Okay, we have to be aware of all this, Vince.
Okay, so since you mentioned solar panels, you and I were talking yesterday, and I told you something that I thought was quite startling. And, class, it may take a little bit of a little more attention that you might have to pay to this discussion to understand what I'm saying. So we have solar panels, and we have, from the electricity that's generated from these solar panels, the electricity travels through some wires, and it goes into a circuit breaker. And the circuit breaker protects the charge controller. So think of the charge controller as a battery charger. And that's really what it is. Well, lately, our circuit breakers have been tripping from overproduction of electricity. More electricity than we've ever generated before at any given instant in time. Not over the day, but at any instant in time. I'll continue this when we come back. This, I think, is something that no one's talking about.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effort to recall Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has received the necessary number of verified signatures to trigger a recall election in the fall. The California Secretary of State said on Monday they now have more than 1.6 million verified signatures. Health leaders said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could make big changes to its masking guidelines for outdoor spaces. President Biden is expected to announce updated CDC guidelines about masking outside at some time Tuesday. The medical community has known for a long time that the risk of transmitting coronavirus is much lower outside versus inside. Representative Tim Ryan, the Democrat from Ohio, a 10-term representative in Congress since 2003, and a former Democratic presidential contender, announced his run for the U.S. Senate on Monday morning. Quote, I am running for Senate because Ohioans are working harder than ever. It's time to hit the reset button. End quote. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There are basically three types of law enforcement agencies: local, state, and federal. Local law enforcement agencies include police and sheriff's departments. State agencies include state or highway patrol. Federal agencies include FBI and the Secret Service. Former North Carolina Congressman and Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News police reform could have been accomplished by now if it hadn't been blocked by Democrats politicizing America's policing reform under the Trump administration.
President Trump brought in community leaders, law enforcement together last summer. It was a beautiful thing. I was there in the room when he brought these folks together and say we can actually get police reform done. But what happened is the Democrats started making it a lot more not only politically important to their side, they started siding with the leftist activists. It's taken him 100 days to show his true colors that he's against law enforcement. He's not willing to stand up for the men and women in blue.
As some politicians are demanding to defund the police, crime is spiraling out of control in major cities across America. Minnesota Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar.
To me, you cannot have true justice when chokeholds and knees on the neck are still being considered legitimate in some places. You cannot have true justice when a young kid can get stopped for an expired tag and then end up getting shot.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, what I'm going to be describing in a little further detail is a phenomenon that I don't have quite a handle on, but I have some suspicions. And what I'm saying is we have some solar arrays, and both of them are generating more electricity than they ever have before. And they've only been up for, let's say, 5 years or so. So we don't have a lot of experience, a lot of historical data. We certainly don't have any older than that. So what's happening is, and in any given instant, like right now, our solar panels are generating more electricity than they normally have in the past. And what is happening is they're generating so much more electricity that the circuit breakers are tripping to protect the charge controller and the battery bank, etc. Now, why is this happening? Well, I've reverse swapped out breakers, and I've done all kinds of things to try to figure out where the problem is. And so yesterday what I did was one of our solar arrays has 27 solar panels, and they're connected in strings of three. So each panel generates about 33 volts, and I have them in series. So three panels are in series, 33 plus 33 plus 33 volts equals 99 volts. So that would be one string. Then I have another string. That's three panels. And another one. So these 27 panels are divided into strings of three panels each. So because the breakers were tripping at the peak of solar generation during the day, I decided I know what I'll do. I'll just disconnect a string of three panels. So we'll take three of the 27 out of power generation. The breakers still tripped. So I took another three out. That means six out of the 27 I have disconnected from generating electricity. The breakers still tripped. So what I'm saying is I took about 20% of the solar generation out of the equation, and I'm still generating too much electricity during the peak solar illumination of the day, for example. So now I'm talking from, let's say, 11 o'clock in the morning through, let's say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I bought some more circuit breakers, and I'm going to install another charge controller. I had a charge controller as a backup. So I have two charge controllers running right now. I'm going to add a third one, and I'm going to split that 27 panels into two sets of panels and see what happens. But what I'm telling you, class, is something has changed. Now, I believe it relates to fewer airplanes in the air under the current administration or regime. Fewer people are flying because of the COVID lockdowns. I believe that pollution in the air has waned somewhat. And I believe that the skies are less full of pollutants that are obscuring the sun's rays onto Earth. Dane Wigington is a USA Prepares instructor, and the reason he got involved in the geoengineering is because he built one of the first solar systems that was noteworthy in the United States for his residents. And he noticed that he built it, and then he was generating less electricity, and less, and less, and less. And that was when the skies were occluded by chemtrails. Spraying the skies with all kinds of particles. And so he was generating less electricity, and he rang the bell as to that. Well, right now we have less chemical spraying. And I'm saying exactly the opposite. So when Dane Wigington said that he was generating less electricity because of the spraying of the skies, I'm saying we're now generating more electricity because we're not spraying the skies as much. So Dane Wigington's position and my position are exactly the same. Less spraying means more photovoltaic power generation. More spraying means less photovoltaic power generation. Rich, any comments? Have you noticed anything like this?
Well, like we discussed the other day, Vince, we talked about this. First of all, NOAA has gag orders on it, and I've read a few articles here and there that the powers that be are trying to keep off the Internet, and that's regarding pole shifts, where Siberia will be the new true north, which means North America is going to shift south. And from what I'm reading, the western part of the United States is shifting because Siberia is shifting more south than the east coast. So I think that's quite interesting. Regarding the conversation we had with your breaker tripping is, we talked about the solar controllers on how some of the examples could be, well, a lot of these solar controllers have 24-volt, 36-volt, and 48-volt They're all in one, if you will. So if you exceed a certain set point, or if you don't put the set points in, if you think it's going to the higher one, but you already have a 48-volt system, so that shouldn't be the case. We also talked about your wire being too small. You said that that was not the case. And the breaker amperage not being large enough, you already mentioned that you took care of that as well. So it almost looks like you could be correct with what's happening, especially this time of year. I mean, I need basically one-third of the solar panels I have for 6, 7, 8 months out of the year. Because here in Montana, because we're being north, right now the sun is literally rising in the northeast and doing a U-turn and setting in the northwest. So we have so much sun, so much solar, so much power that I just don't need the majority of my solar panels. So I often shut that down and I put a new solar controller in with a 100 amp breaker. I don't even need to do that anymore. I mean, I can literally probably keep it off until early October because we have so much sun here. And that's irrelevant to how much clouds we have because the days are so long and we get solar power from glare. So, and because I have a 675 amp hour system, which is definitely on the small side, it's a lot easier to live with the power I have. I mean, I have so much power, I don't even know what to do with it right now. So, Vince, what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is I have so much news in a flash I'd like to discuss. And you, when you would, just to put the exclamation point on lumber, you know, you got to keep in mind, you got to look at the peripheral math, too. 61% labor participation rate. This is after trillions of dollars of stimulus. So we're not going to have this great recovery. And typically, labor participation rates is the biggest working class sector, which is 25-year-olds to 54-year-olds. That's usually where that number comes from because of, you know, people going to college and people retiring. Especially if you're a government worker, you get to retire as early as 50. So I just think that there's a lot of, you know, situations that we need to look at. And as people are looking towards hard assets, people are looking towards tangible assets. That's one of the reasons why, especially the mass exodus out of these blue states and blue cities, the math is unbelievable. So people are going to be moving to more red states because they want freedom, they want liberty, they want to control their own destiny, they don't want tyranny, they don't want authoritarian, totalitarian, communist insurrections. They want to be able to live. So, Vince, did you want to add anything onto that before?
Yeah, I just have one very quick comment. I believe you said that government workers can retire as early as 50 years of age. I submit to the class that a lot of government workers retire on their first day when they show up, meaning they don't work. They just get paid for showing up. That's just my comment.
Well, I mean, that's very obvious. I mean, look at all the articles we've come up with regarding the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the central banks. I mean, no rights or restitution under the rule of law for so many people, rules, laws, and accountability based on victim group or protection group status. We have a non-functional, unsustainable gig economy. And the powers that be care more about manufacturing their own perception of self-importance and mostly self-preservation. So basically, they're just legalizing corruption, manipulation, fraud, racketeering, crimes, pedophilia, treason, sedition, espionage. So that's why with all these hypocrisies and double standards out in the open and no transparency and no light at the end of the tunnel, it basically means no confidence in the whole system by the people. So this is why we need to educate the people as much as possible, because some of these things, when we talk about news in the flash, Vince, I know a lot of people think I'm making these up, these articles, but I am not. So if it's okay with you, Vince, I'm going to start drilling into that.
Please do.
Okay, thank you. And thank you again for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. First article is new judge on case, and this is regarding the Maricopa, Arizona audits, which I'm sure everybody in the country by now is aware of. And they just appointed a new judge appointed by, you better sit down for this one, folks, appointed by former Democrat Governor Janet Napolitano. So they want to set a new hearing in the case. So basically they're just, you know, putting in their own people to sabotage the rights of the rest of us. And here's another article, deep state in absolute panic because of Mike Lindell's absolute interference. Now, when I go on Mike Lindell's frankspeech.com, I'm also often blocked, the volume's low, the picture is sabotaged. Depending on, I get different things depending on which search engine I go to. So if anybody from Mike Lindell is listening, the powers that be are doing everything to make sure this information doesn't get out. And this is all, again, published in the public domain. Rich and Vince are not making this stuff up. Mike Lindell's absolute interference, 2-hour documentary, proves election fraud. There's just 1 5-minute scene that shows 19 attacks from China, which shows that President Trump won the election. This is just in a 5-minute segment, okay? It shows IP addresses from China, and it's all forensically proven. It's got latitude and longitude locations from China. It's not just China. China was the majority of the cyber attacks, but it was also other countries around the world. These are time stamped, there's signatures, there's dates, everything's preserved and validated. There's 100% evidence of vote flips. The green lines verify that. The red lines verify the flipping of votes and keeping the Biden lead attacked. All 50 states were attacked. It shows individual counties being attacked. This is a cyber attack, folks. He proves the machines were online and proves that votes were changed and how many votes that were flipped from Trump to Biden. This means we have an imposter. This means that our politicians are installed. This means the vote was switched by double the value, because the same amount of value that got taken off of Trump went to Biden. Keep in mind the FBI shredded evidence, shredded ballots. Mike?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue with news in a flash. And by the way, are you going to be talking about Tesla? And how with each car they sell, they lose more money in reality?
No, but if you want to tap on that real quick before I continue,
right.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So people believe that Tesla is this high-flying company, and it's making money like crazy. But in reality, the profits that Tesla is enjoying, a lot of it comes from trading cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin. No kidding. So they are, Elon and company, are trading in Bitcoin, generating profits, and they're also generating profits by selling electric vehicle credits to companies that make gasoline cars, because they need those credits for the pollution that they foist on the planet. So they buy those electric vehicle credits from Tesla. So if... And what is that? What is an electric vehicle credit? That is a credit that you get for not polluting. So Tesla doesn't, they claim they don't pollute because they have electric vehicles. So this is a man-made scheme to funnel money into Tesla because they don't make gasoline cars or trucks or equipment. So by trading in Bitcoin and other cryptos, and these electric vehicle credits that they get paid from other companies for doing no work. They get money for doing nothing, and a lot of it. Like how much? Well, a little over $500 million. So this is amazing. So when you talk about financial shenanigans and financial schemes, do you think the average guy knows that the more cars that Tesla bangs out of it, out of the output side of its factory, the more money they lose? Do you think the average guy knows that? Think the average guy knows that that Tesla's making almost as much money on electric vehicle credits as it makes on selling these electric vehicles? And do you think the average guy knows that Tesla's in the cryptocurrency market, in the trading of it, and it's making a fortune there? Do you think the average guy knows that? I don't think so. I think the average guy is playing in a sandbox he has no business playing in because he has no idea of the financial manipulations that are going on behind the scenes at the highest levels of corporate corruption. And this is all done with the blessing of the accountants and the governments. Rich?
Well, thank you. Well, I hope people realize, Vince, because I've given hours and hours and hours of welfare for the rich talks regarding fractional reserve lending, money being printed out of thin air by central banks, stock buybacks, you know, social credit scores. Basically, this is an example of, you know, coal, even though half of EV is basically coal producing, this is social credit score in its infancy stage. That's why I talked a lot about stock buybacks, as you know. I talk about how the money, you know, it has nothing to, it basically eliminates outstanding shares to artificially raise the price up. But it's not, the money doesn't go into expansion, new products, services, R&D, or new people or employees. This is all fake. It's about boosting earnings per share. So the elite in these corporations, like the CEOs and the executives, they get cash, they cash in their stock options and put money in their pocket. And in the meantime, they're also allocating new debt. And corporations are so highly leveraged right now, everything is fake and phony. So I've spent a lot of time into the dividends to the rich, the share buybacks, the executive cash, all this stuff. Spent a lot of time. So I think a lot of people who listen to this broadcast, Vince, I think they are aware of what's going on. And this is why I spent a lot of time on money shuffling and creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning purposes. I've given, so it basically discredits the whole system.
And Rich, I have a question for you. You said that the term creative accounting, I believe that's the word you used, and I've heard that in the past. Would you, in your opinion, now I'll give my opinion, would you say that the term creative accounting equals lying through accounting? Would you say that those phrases are synonymous? Creative accounting equals lying with accounting? I would say yes.
Well, absolutely. It destroys manufacturing power, productivity. It puts question about the yield curve inversion, you know, the CPI, which eliminates energy and food. In the meantime, you have the Gates and Bezos of the world buying up all the land, including farmland. I mean, it eliminates definitions and facts and truths while they're incorporating robotics, automation, artificial intelligence to take our jobs and to take over the whole system. Absolutely.
Okay. And did you read about Bill Gates and his opposition to the open vaccine movement, meaning people want to know what's in their vaccines, that people want access to that, and we could have companies, if this vaccine was real, they could work together, but no, he wants to protect intellectual property. Now, I'm not for the vaccine, and I'm not going to take it. But what I'm saying is, it sure looks like Bill Gates is protecting his financial interests in the vaccine production.
Social engineering preys on the weak-minded. That's why we're devolving. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break, folks.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.